You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's another executive lounge, and this week we are joined by the founder of an organization called the Township Entrepreneurs Alliance, Bulelani Balabala, to take a look at what he does when he's not empowering townships and when he's not aiming to grow the South African economy. Good evening, Bulelani. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the Township Alliance. What did you envision when you built TEA? What was the dream here, and why specifically look at township entrepreneurs?
When I started, I think it was on the back of the fact that I'm a township entrepreneur myself, and I had been running multiple businesses in the township trying to navigate and find, you know, that strike gold, you know, in instance. So, I mean, I've done everything from transporting school kids, selling stationery packs, food packs, you know, taxi association, and a number of different things. And at some point, we then were clear in terms of our positioning, which was, you know, being a printing manufacturer, and it did well in that space. But as part and parcel of that success, you know, I think it dawned on me that a number of the entrepreneurs and small business owners that were coming to me to ask for advice, they were asking advice or information on things I thought were basic. They, you know, I guess with my ignorance, but then it then, you know, opened up the mindset that we needed to maybe create a space where once a month we could gather 10 or 15 entrepreneurs or small business or aspirant entrepreneurs in one room and getting to know each other with the aim of working together. And that has now grown into a fully fledged, you know, organization that's been running now for the past 10 years that have been able to directly impact over 80,000 township entrepreneurs.
So, Bulelani, when you then build an organization or an ecosystem like the Township Entrepreneurs Alliance, what goes into that? I mean, I imagine with all of the township experience and having like-minded individuals wanting to come into a space of learning or a space of collaboration, that obviously does inspire a lot, but it does come with its own challenges.
No, I mean, it definitely does. I mean, I think you know, the spaces I always often say to people when they ask me about the work that I do, you know, doing work in the township is inconvenient to a degree, you know, because it's infrastructure issues and a myriad of other issues, right, from dealing with forums and whatever the case is. And, you know, the real reality of it is for you to do this work, you really need to be driven by passion, because there's so many things that are saying to you, don't do it, because in actual fact, it would be more easier to do some of the work that we do in more established spaces, then your focus primarily becomes the work that you do. Now, you know, in between doing the impact work, we have to park on the side and help the, some of the buildings that we work in to build infrastructure, you know, to finish off and just tidy up the infrastructure to be able to be safe enough and manageable for us to be able to host the entrepreneurs that we need to host. But I've often said to my team, that's what deliberate impact for me looks like. You know, because in a simple measure of right and wrong, it's easy to look at that and say, we're not going to do it, you know, because of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But when your heart is in it, you know, you are driven by something way deeper and bigger.
Bulelani, what drives you outside of the township entrepreneur? What inspires you beyond the hard work that you put into township economies and communities?
My sons. You know, I love my, you know, my sons. I mean, I've come as a blessing. I'm a dad to an 8-year-old by the name of Zuko and a 4-year-old by the name of Mzi. So two boys, and they really just, also what they've done for me personally is they've helped me to slow down, you know, because I think for the longest in my entrepreneurial journey, I've been one of the, you know, toxic thinkers or the individuals, you know, and my thinking was, you know, you need to work all day, every single day. But, you know, being blessed with them has helped me to slow down, but also then gain perspective on what actually life is all about and what really is important in life.
What does slowing down look like for you, Bulelani? Are you a reader? Do you have a particular series you enjoy?
Yeah, I mean, apart from, I mean, I think, so what I ordinarily do, right, my day starts at 4 a.m. So 4 to 5, I check my emails or just go through my phone. 5 to 5:30 every day, I go on an hour and a half walk, sometimes I jog and I listen to podcasts, and some days I alternate and I pray. Immediately after that, it's breakfast and I start. But when I talk about slowing down,
that's when I'm really just doing stuff that has nothing to do with work. I'm at an art gallery. I'm walking through the bushes somewhere because I'm a bush boy. I love bushes. Whether it's the bushes, it's wildlife, I'm in those spaces. And I'm just spending my day in those spaces, you know, just plugging out from mainstream restaurants and any tech-enabled spaces so that you really just tap into earth, tap into nature.
Getting in touch with nature is quite important. It keeps you grounded, I suppose, when you have got such a busy schedule. Bulelani, what's a favorite place that you've traveled to or that you've taken the boys to?
Sure, man. I think some of the most, I mean, my son, it's an interesting one for me as well. Don't even ask me. But my son loves the Midland, out in KZN. You know, of all the places I've taken them to, there's something about that place that they love. And quite strange enough, you know, they being gents who are tech savvy and love tech, there's nothing techy about those spaces, but they really love the spaces. But a space that they really love as well, which is not an adventurous space, well, to me, but for them it is, it's going to their Bounce. They love Bounce. Like, we could go to Bounce every hour, every second, every day.
Well, Lelani, when you're out in the Midlands with the boys, what is in your hand? What's the one drink that you don't leave home without, or that you unwind with, or that you revert back to after a long day?
It's cappuccino.
It's a cappuccino.
So
there
if
we
I'm
go.
Out of the house, and I'll tell you, right, and there's nothing, and if I'm out the house, it's cappuccino. But the moment I get back home, it's not even coffee. In actual fact, it's blasphemy to all the coffee lovers. I drink my favorite chicory, which is Recoffee, and my Cremora. I don't even want to make it fancy. That's it. That is my unwinding. I'm at home with bread, butter, nothing else.
Coffee lovers out there are judging you. I can guarantee you that. What's the favorite food in the house?
My favorite food in the house is beef stew. And actually, I make the best beef stew, by the way. Well, after my mom and my aunt, and my grandmom. Yeah, I know the list is long. But I make very good beef stew. It's my go-to meal. That's really good for me. Other than that, really, if I'm in a rush, then it's really just muesli, all brand with banana, strawberry, berries, milk, and then I'm off to go.
I was just going to say, you have to give credit to those that taught you how to make the beef stew before you can assume that you're the best at it. Bulelani, if you look at the business that you do and the impact that you have on so many people's lives across so many different spaces and sectors, what would be the one thing you'd want entrepreneurs to remember if they could take just one lesson from you?
Yeah, I think for me, the one thing I'd really want them to remember really is centered around what they do for others. You know, understanding the fact that their work, you know, needs to just be more meaningful than creating revenue just for themselves. And I think, you know, that is abstract from the ordinary advice that I give to business owners that is centered around first learn how to paddle and then learn how to paddle a boat successfully. When you've done that, you can bring other people on. And I think I still keep to that, you know, that get it right for yourself, but never forget the fact that we need to bring people along for the journey. Because, you know, if it's not inclusive and it doesn't have future orientated around it, whether it's a business, whether it's logic, whether it's professional, whether it's a job, then we're going to lose people on the side. And I think we can't afford that as a country. And also, I think the very ethos of being South African and African is embedded in us to operate in Ubuntu. And Ubuntu doesn't necessarily mean forget about yourself and take care of other people. It means take care of yourself. And then you come to people as 100%, you know, worth of people and be able to bring people along for the journey.
Absolutely. What does the next phase of the journey look like? What are your hopes for the future, whether it's for the business, whether it's for your kids, or just for the impact that you have on people's lives?
Yeah, no, man. I think the future for me, you know, is when we've been able to digitize, you know, majority of the businesses that are considered as informal. You know, when we've really been able to take small businesses, and we've started with a few where we've been able to expose them to other international markets like your Paris, your VivaTech, and the sort. So we're looking to do a lot of that work where we export the work, the products, the services that they offer, and expose them to alternate markets and be able to put them in a space where they're able to access funding and investor readiness. And I really think just positioning South Africa, you know, especially the township landscape, as the next frontier of economic growth and being able to drive that from a national but also equally a global scale.
Well, there you have it, folks. Bulelani Balabala, who is the founder of the Township Entrepreneurs Alliance, joining us this week for our Executive Lounge. It's been an absolute pleasure getting to know you, sir. Thank you very much for taking the time to share a bit more about yourself with us. And we wish you all of the best in your endeavors in future.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.